Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Major.
Hey, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Hit the music, Alec. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, it'll be our friend Sean Merriman, who played in the NFL.
With Philip Rivers.
With Philip Rivers. Yeah. We'll ask him a little bit about Philip Rivers making that comeback. I also just saw Kevin Powerball jackpot grows to an estimated $930 million for this Wednesday.
Ooh.
And it is now officially
today.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is now officially crossed the threshold of when Corey will buy a ticket.
Cause if it was only 500 million,
not enough.
Okay. All right. Good.
I mean, I really want, like,
I hope you win.
I want to win whenever the winning's good, you know?
Okay.
Not whenever it's half
That's
a billion
some
dollars.
Podunk $2 million.
Yeah, I want closer to a billion. Not half a billion dollars.
All right.
Everybody out there agree, 877-881-1053.
So you're like Justin Timberlake from The Social Network. Million's not cool. You know what is cool? A billion.
Yeah, your doors open like this. I want my doors to open like this.
Like a ranch style? Yeah. Oh, on your car.
I want my doors to go up and down.
I gotcha.
Yours go out.
All right.
Mine go up and down, Kevin.
Captivating.
On Lotus or whatever.
What?
I don't know. What cars? Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and stuff?
Yeah, the DeLorean.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Is Tarek Skubal going to go to the Dodgers?
I don't think so.
I saw another dude that's local that was like, it's inevitable.
That does feel like people would finally people would be like, you know what, screw it, salary cap. Like, if that happened, I could see how people would be like, no, and it's too far.
He's like, you know what, I got an Ohtani deal, guys. It's going to be
okay, well,
in 7 years, they'll start paying
me. Yeah, so that's what's going to happen. They're going to get Tarek Skubal, and they're going to, like, you know, Shohei, sometimes we're going to use you out of long relief, and then we'll fire it up to Yates, and then eventually we'll get to Edwin Diaz, and everyone can go, never mind, something not FCC
compliant. Deal with
the
cap.
Yeah.
That's not instituted yet.
Exactly. I was going to say something not helpful, Alec.
And see, that's the thing when it comes to the winter meetings and free agency in baseball right now. I know that my team is not willing to go to a certain place.
Right.
I know that there are a couple teams out there that are like, we are. We're going to be aggressive. We have the money. We're doing it. Screw everybody else. And I don't hate the other teams for it right now.
Okay, yeah.
Because they are. They're doing for their fan base what they're supposed to do.
You're right. I feel like I kind of hate the Dodgers just a little bit for it. But I am also...
Because they're outpricing everybody.
Yeah, I am also jealous, I will admit.
But, this does come to... My team could.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And so they're like, hey, please don't do that to us, Dodgers. And the Dodgers are like, but we just won the World Series. We want to do it again.
And that's the thing where how much profit you're actually making matters, because like you look at the Rangers, feels like they go up in value $100 million every single year. And so I'm like, all right, so that's a profit that you're operating off of. You should be willing to spend that money. But I'm sure they'll be like, oh, we barely broke even this last year, and that's why we can't spend more money. And I call BS on that. But I have also never been good enough in anything to become a millionaire.
And you also would tell them, hey, that's what Black Friday sales are for, to get back yes. into the black.
That... Yeah, so you would thought that winning the World Series would have gotten us in there pretty well.
From the 214, can I have Corey's job when he wins the lottery so I can make Kevin's eye roll about dumb comments? I know I set high goals for myself. I'm not leaving if I win the lottery.
Would you buy the station?
I would probably continue to work for my salary. I would just be a lot less controllable.
yeah, F you, I got $800 million or whatever.
Yeah, anybody walks in and is like, hey, we need this. I would just be like, ha, yeah, all right, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then Kevin would be like, dude, please stop that. And I'd be like, shut all up, right. Here's $1 million.
I have to reenact now. Now
shut up.
When Alec is doing AM on the FM, it's going to be like this.
Sandwich.
And you're just, there's nothing you can do about it because he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, that is a great, like, I'm probably going to take a day off. You know, just to kind of drink. Yeah. But also
millionaire day.
Yeah, millionaire day. I'm going to be like, guys, I got to go accept this big lump sum of money. It was going to be $500 million, but I waited until it got to $900.
Really couldn't have done much with that other money.
I mean, how am I going to give $7.1 billion to charities like Bezos' ex-wife if sure. If I go with $500 million, Kevin?
See, what I would really like... is I would like you to start doing rogue commercials. Like, I want you to do a commercial that you just purchase with your own money. And you're like, Dickies, you dropped the ball. We had the most viral ad campaign you've had in a decade, and you ditched it. What's your deal? And just spend the entirety of your time just discussing whatever you want.
I do like that. I do like that. That
I hope you win.
you know what?
I do.
I kind of want to play now because of that.
Can't win if you don't play.
I was lying about playing before, but what? Now that you've laid out this plan,
yeah,
I want to win.
Man, that's the dream of everybody. Like, I get it. You're going to buy this and that. You want to have FU money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to have enough money to be like, oh, really? Don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever you're like, I was watching the Batman animated series and there was a problem and Bruce Wayne's like, well, I bought the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so you get to litigate how the problem plays out from there. That's awesome.
Sorry, Mom. I'm not cleaning my room.
Yeah.
I have so
I'll
much
buy
money.
You a new room.
Yeah. I'll buy you a lot of rooms.
Exactly.
And then somebody to clean those rooms, but I'll pay them to not clean it.
Hell yeah. Wait, what?
It's like whenever the dishes are dirty, you just throw them away.
Let's not be foolish.
Buy new dishes.
Okay, well, that's dumb.
Why?
You're a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
You skeet shoot them. All right? You're a rich person now. You chunk that plate up in the air and you have somebody else pull, and then you're there to shoot it.
Pay somebody to shoot it for me.
I'll be your plate thrower.
Pay somebody to shoot it for me.
Wow.
I just observed the shots.
You're that rich.
She was
the first ever millionaire.
That's true. She was.
What a great drop.
Eight teenagers on a Philadelphia football youth team were arrested and charged with felonies after they allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from Dick's Sporting Goods in Florida. Hours before their championship game.
Oh, no.
The players on the United Thoroughbreds team, aged 14 to 15, traveled to Polk County from Pennsylvania, where they stole items worth $2,296.07 from the store on Saturday morning, according to police.
Mm.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said they picked the wrong state and the wrong county.
Yeah, there are things you can do in Florida that you'd be fine, but that's not one of them, I guess.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said the eight juveniles Ubered to the store, where they allegedly stuffed 47 items into their bags and their pants before leaving the store.
Mm-hmm.
Again, don't steal, kids. Don't steal, kids. Those are two different things.
The commas, I felt like it was in the first one. So a couple things.
Hold on.
Okay.
Judd said, I don't know if these were starters or not, but I can tell you that we were finishers. We arrested them. God, he thought about that one for years, right, didn't he?
That's an objectively amazing line, and it's tough when you get arrested. Because I remember when I got arrested, they said, what middle school did you go to? Do you go to? And I said, Jackson. And he goes, huh, figures.
Makes sense.
And I really wanted to argue, and I thought, well, he's got a pretty good point. I did just get arrested. And yes, that's how I thought even as a middle schooler. And so, but like, okay, two things. Before the championship game.
Due to being detained, they were unable to play in the championship game later that day where their team lost to the Coco Tigers 26-6.
That makes sense. This is probably like a chunk of their offensive line, some skill position players. Here's the other thing. Don't Uber to a crime. All right, like,
but then nobody can identify your car.
Yeah, but there's a paper trail of, look, if you're already committing crimes, well, you'd obviously just steal a car. But don't commit crime, first of all. Second of all, if you do commit crime, don't ride with someone and chat it up with Bob on your way to the chat. And you're like, hey, Bob, can you stay here for a minute? We'll be right back. And now your pants are filled with merchandise. Bob's going to turn you in.
He's like, I'm not a wheel man. What are you guys trying to do to me here?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to make an honest living as an Uber driver right now, trying to take care of my kids.
And you're trying to besmirch Bob's reputation.
Yeah, he could get arrested, kids.
Not cool. And just like, secondly, what did you do? Did you tell them to wait? Did you call a new Uber? What if they were further away than you anticipated? Are you going to stand out in front of the store like a D-hole?
Mm-hmm. No, that's when you get the giant inflatable slide and slide your way back to the place.
Look, I hope that I am never in any sort of plane incident or whatever. But
however,
I do think it looks fun to ride down that slide. However, it only comes in horrific tragedies. So I don't ever want to do that. I just wish sometimes the airlines would be like, hey, we inflated the slide today. If you want to come by just for fun.
Yeah, airplanes.
I don't know if that's a
Yo,
thing.
Southwest Airlines. Kevin would love to go down the inflatable slide. Do you have a plane option for us?
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
I'll wait.
Okay, we might want to keep going.
All right. From the 915, there was a guy on the first 48 that took an Uber to and from a triple murder he committed. He was quickly caught. From the 214, Jackson Middle School is still that way, Kevin, according to my fellow bus drivers.
Man, I feel bad. I was part of the problem. You're like, are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Well, when it comes to the reputation of Jackson Middle School, I was part of the problem.
And from the 817, see, I always go back to this. Our friendship and relationship is really what this show is about. And we could tell you it's about sports. But
sure.
this is the three of us being tight. The 817, D-hole is a new one. No, it's not.
I haven't used that phrase for a long time.
Maybe the third week I worked with him at the newspaper, he said it, and I was like, that is freaking awesome. I will be using this from now on, too, because that one was a good one.
Oh, that was funny.
Alec, it is.
I'm sure you've learned this about me by now. I have been the way I am for a long time, and take it or leave it. You know, like whenever people are like, oh, why haven't you got married? And I was like, that's the exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is how it is.
Huh. It's like an eBay listing when it says as is.
Yes, no returns.
Yeah, and you know exactly what you're getting into.
Well, I guess technically I was engaged to someone who returned me.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I'd rather bang that guy.
Real life alert.
And that's definitely what happened.
An option for Friday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, crap.
Sometimes those real life alerts set you up. Guys, how do you grieve? Because I do grieve with some jokes. I am one of those kind of people that I will cover up things with a joke. And I saw this on Conan O'Brien's podcast, Team Coco. Our friend Flula is very good friends with Conan, and we both enjoy Conan O'Brien's sense of humor a lot.
Yes, very much. By the way, if you want to plan ahead, Corey, next week, We'll be giving away Motley Crue tickets. Okay, tell your story.
Kickstart my heart, baby.
There we go. Conan O'Brien's parents died within a few days of each other last year.
No!
Last year.
That's still sad.
And it sounds like Will Arnett knows Conan well enough to crack some jokes with him even on those times.
Right.
bring up a touchy actual, this is real personal subject for you.
It's okay. I know what it is.
Death in the family.
Yep. My parents passed.
So, well, first, let me just say the timeline because I have it here. I wrote it down last year because the timeline was so good.
Yeah.
And so I hear that your dad passes away and I text you that day or the next day. And I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry to hear about your dad's passing, sending love from our family to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote, thank you, Will. To be honest, I blame Bateman.
for the death of my father.
The day after his father dies.
Yeah.
Right? So I wrote, it's not a terrible theory. And Conan texted me back, he killed my dad.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Okay. My dad, can I say, in fairness, my dad would have loved this.
Okay. So then Bateman, I tell Bateman this, we're dying, we're doing a thing that day. So the next day, Bateman texts you and he says, Arnett tells me you're on to me.
Yes.
And Conan texts Bateman, he says, Bateman, do yourself a favor, turn yourself in. Right.
Yeah.
2 days after your dad passes, of course, your mom passed away.
Yeah, which I did not see coming.
Which you did not see coming. So yeah. I text you
mm-hmm.
2 days after. I knew you were in Boston. I said, Bateman is asking for your sister's street address.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay
yes.
to give.
Yeah.
And you were busy that weekend. And like a day and a half later, you texted back. Just seeing this now, fantastic. 625 Boylston Street, apartment 12C. Tell Bateman to make it look like a robbery.
Oh my God.
You know what's weird? I swear to God, this is how I grieve.
I know.
Everyone has their way.
Then that is how Conan O'Brien grieves.
So I get it, because there was a coach that we work with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A volleyball coach that I had a conversation with once, he was going to get married again. And I go, I don't know. Doesn't seem like you're too good at this marriage thing. And he goes, yeah, hopefully this time she won't go F somebody else. And
God!
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I did not know that's what had happened. And I was not prepared for that. It was amazing.
That's I think sometimes jokes are fun. And that's why this show is fun.
And look, I think people should obviously be given the space to grieve however they see fit.
Absolutely.
And if that's how they see fit, oh, tell me how to grieve. Both my parents would just die. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with NFL All-Pro turn MMA promoter and knower of Philip Rivers. It's Sean Merriman next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you former NFL All-Pro turned MMA promoter and man who knows Philip Rivers. It is Sean Merriman. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Man, we're doing good, and there's a lot of football stuff we got, but I want to know, the event just took place, I believe it was on Saturday. How did Lights Out 29 go?
It was great, man, we made an announcement also. We just partnered, and now we're on ESPN, all Latin America countries. So that was a big deal for us, man. Now being seen globally with Lights Out Extreme Fighting has been great. Hopefully some more announcements coming soon, man. But this growth we've had over this past year has been unprecedented, man. And I just want to make sure we keep pushing it going. But we got some more big announcements coming. So
I love to hear that. That's why
he's coming on to make more announcements,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. I've always been curious, Sean, how big is, like, when you see the numbers, how big is the Dallas market whenever it comes to that?
It's massive, actually. We're trying to figure out a venue down in Dallas right now. And I would like to get out there sometime in 2026 if we can make it happen, just with the right venues. And hopefully by that time, man, we're seeing globally, like all over the world, you know, not just Latin America countries. And, you know, we got some good partners. We're also on UFC Fight Pass as well, with show here in the States. But, yeah, man, we're actively looking. We want to bring fights down into Dallas for sure.
Well, we are very helpful. We will ask about your capacity needs and get some venue options for you. We're here to help,
yeah,
John.
Do whatever we can.
I appreciate that, man. And if you guys can loan me some money, too, things getting tight. So
okay.
That'll be helpful.
Well,
I gotcha.
I think we discovered the plan, like Philip Rivers, just come out of a lengthy retirement and just get right back into football. What do you think of this?
You know, I got a chance to spend some time with Phil during Antonio Gates' Hall of Fame induction in Cannes this past August, I believe. And, you know, sitting there talking to him, he never sounded like he was out the game. And, you know, I try to remind people now that a couple years ago, I think it was like 2023 when San Francisco 49ers was on their run and they had a quarterback situation, Phillip was on deck then. You know, he was ready to go then if he would have got the call. And so, you know, for him, it was just not only – it was just really the right opportunity, right? Same quarterback coaching, same system. He can walk right in now. And it's smart by the Indianapolis coach to make that happen because – at this point during the season, who else are you going to bring in and knows that playbook and system better than Phil does?
Yeah, that's a really
good point.
I remember watching him in college, and I was like, there is nobody as competitive as that guy. I'd love to see him when he gets to the NFL. And then when he was in the NFL, it just seemed like that competitive nature was still there. Is that just the dude that was always walking around that locker room, that was always around that environment?
He is nonstop. Whether the camera's on or off, that's Philip. 24 hours a day, the most competitive teammate I got a chance to play with, and it goes far beyond on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's in the locker room, it's in the weight room. I mean, he just never stops competing, and that's what's going to get him to be in a good position now. Phil's never been known as the physical freak, right? The athlete. He's never been that. It was always his brain and his competitive edge. That's what made Philip Rivers who he is, and that's why I think he'll do just fine. My biggest concern for him is how his body's going to react to the first game, because you can train all you want to. You can go out there and throw football and train with the high school football kids down there in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get out there in that field and you make real football movements and you wake up in the morning, you will know exactly where your body stands.
Now, I have a theory, since you're talking about how competitive Phillip Rivers is, that he thinks he hasn't done just quite enough to make it to the Hall of Fame, and this is his chance to really add to his resume. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he needs a little over 700 to 800 yards or something like that to pass up Ben Roethlisberger, right, at that number six position, I believe. The only thing is that, you know, he has some time now back on the clock where he's not going to be looked at, what, another 4 years?
Yeah.
But knowing him, he doesn't really care. I mean, it's great honor, and it's, you know, you're appreciative to be up in that echelon of athletes and competitiveness, but he doesn't really care so much about that, man. It's like he has to get football completely out of his system before he can move on. I think this is going to do it for him.
Is he the greatest trash talker of all time?
No doubt. I mean, look, I've come close to making him curse a few times in practice. I thought I almost had him, but I just couldn't get it to make it happen. But I'll tell you this, man. He was really a driver in who we were as a team at that time. And I got a chance to play with Drew Brees my first year coming in. Is Drew Brees a Hall of Fame quarterback? But Phil, man, how he competes, you know, his attitude towards the game, he fit right into what we were building, you know, those years I was with the Chargers.
Do you think, like, a good insult for him would be like, I got more kids than you've made good plays?
No, look, and look, Phil has some good insults, but it never comes off the way you want it to. It's just annoying. It's so annoying because he'll complete a pass and he'll know exactly where you guys went wrong and start calling guys out as the offense is going. It is unbelievable how far ahead of he is with his trash talking.
Now, as teammates are arguing about, hey, you were supposed to do that. He's like, yeah, I know. He just told me I was supposed to.
Oh, my God. That's freaking amazing. All right. So one of the things that we just dealt with around here this past week, aside from a really tough loss, was there's a lot of discussion about the effort level of George Pickens. So I don't know if it was maybe directed at you or one of your teammates or whatever. What is the reaction, and do you hear the noise when people are like, this player in particular didn't give it his all for a game day?
No, as far as Pickens, first of all, he's a great wide receiver. I just think he needs to understand what comes with his greatness, right? That his effort is always going to be on full-fledged. Everybody's watching. There's no doubt about it. It's just that, and I think it was him and Richard Sherman who had a little bit back and forth on social media. But, I mean, I followed Pickens' career, and I think he's such a great player and wide receiver that I think he needs to understand that what comes with that level of greatness that he has. And when he realizes that, when he recognizes that, then, I mean, this dude's going to be unstoppable. But it's really up to him, you know, whether he takes it as an insult or he's saying, man, like, hey, people are recognizing my greatness, and maybe I need to do something about that. But, you know, he's going to get poked at no matter what because, of first of all, he's playing, you know, for America's team, yep, and then everybody's watching. But, man, when you start talking about great receivers, they're looking across the board on effort, things outside of your playmaking ability. Once he understands that, man, he's just going to go to another level.
This isn't a tough place or an easy place for the Cowboys to be in right now, Sean, because it's in somebody else's hands. It's in Philadelphia's hands whether or not they want to actually go out and win games or not. And the Cowboys have to win theirs. When you're in a locker room that's in that kind of a position, what is the constant message? What are you guys focusing on a daily basis? On, we got it, four more games and we have to win them all.
You have to take care of business, not relying on another team to lose. As long as you take care of your part, that's all you can do. By the way, the cards may stack against you no matter what. But if you go out and take care of your business, then it's going to put you in the best situation. And I think they can. I think they can. And, you know, I thought it was a very smart decision for them, you know, keeping and bringing back Brian Schottenheimer, who's on a Chargers coaching staff back when I played. That was more of a Dak Prescott decision, which turned out to be a great decision. And I think he's a great coach, and he'll be a great coach for a long time. But, man, if they need to go out and take care of business and not, you know, that third or fourth game looking up at the scoreboard, you know, second quarter, looking at other games happening, hoping that somebody lose. You got to go out there and win the rest and just went out.
Now, I know you had departed the season before, but I'm sure to a certain extent you know Quentin Jammer. Did you see what he said about coming out in 2011 and was completely drunk half the season?
Well, he fooled me. you know, he's you know, Quentin is one of the most physical, gifted athletes I've ever been around in my life, and great teammate. And you know, I didn't know that. I just actually saw it last night on social media. But yeah, man, he's just been a great athlete and great teammate.
Well, the Chargers already helped us out by beating the Eagles. If you could put in the word next weekend for them to help us out again, that would be really great.
I think that the Eagles are doing it to themselves right now. You guys may not need no help. Especially the way they played the other night.
Man, that is a great point.
I love hearing
that. Thank you very much. Congrats on another successful event, Lights Out Fighting, over the weekend. And we really would love to see some fights here in Dallas from you guys.
I'm working on it, man. We'd love to bring fights down there.
Awesome. There you go. Sean Merriman right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, good sir. Man, I love that we get a chance to pick his brain about fighting as well as NFL stuff.
Dude, and I saw, like, once he said, yes, I just got to find the right venues.
Yeah.
We're looking. We just got to find the right venues. I saw Alec and Kevin's brains start cranking, and they were like, oh, this place, this place, this place.
Caldwell Center is a good place to go, just saying. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about a former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, if that's okay with
Tony
y'all.
Romo.
We can talk about Tony Romo.
Roger Staubach.
But it was more particularly the other one who won Super Bowls, Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Troy Aikman's breakdown of NIL money?
I did.
And why maybe it's not for him. So I'm going to paraphrase just a little bit, but he's like, oh yeah, I dabbled in NIL once, wrote a pretty sizable check to one particular player, and then he was there, and then the next year he was gone. No thank you note or anything like that. So essentially Troy Aikman said, I'm done with NIL. What do you think about that story, and what is the proper etiquette for NIL?
So somebody at UCLA, and yes. I agree with you. Listen, man. So basically Troy wrote a check, and I guess the kid just got delivered a check from Troy Aikman, or this came from the Troy Aikman NIL fund.
Right.
Kevin, whenever I got 3, 4, maybe 6 scholarships whenever I went back to North Texas. And my teachers were very adamant, apply for these.
Yeah.
We think you have a good chance of getting them. After I got, it was, you know, those scholarships weren't $10,000. They were $3,000-$6,000 checks. It was awesome because it helped me.
Hell yeah.
I wrote a thank you note to everybody who did it.
There you go.
And I wrote a thank you note to all the people who wrote the recommendation letters for me. Because that was important. They didn't have to.
Yeah.
The money was, and also, guess what? If I needed a scholarship the next year, I might be going back for that scholarship again. They're going to look back and go, hey, this guy, he thanked us. He was great. He's been a great ambassador for us. I think a lot of these kids go into it and they're looking at it as a business, where a lot of the people who are donating money look at it as, I am committing to my university that means so much to me. I'm giving back to them because they gave so much to me. All these opportunities. I understand how important it is to these kids. But I've always, my friend said this a long time ago, never give money when you and expect it back.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the expectation, because you're gonna, if you're, especially if you're giving to a friend, you're gonna hate that friend for not paying you back.
Yeah.
And so you can give the money and just go, I'm never gonna see this again, and that you gotta expect that. And I wonder if that's how NIL people, whenever they're donating to SMU or TCU, if they're just saying, I'm writing this check to somebody, and they might be here this year. That's why the UNT season, that's so important this year.
Yeah.
My coach can't leave if I wrote a $1 million check to this kid and the coach and the team. And now this is the 1 year we have a chance to do this.
And then I do kind of wonder if it's, well, that's fine. If it wasn't from you, it'd be from somebody else. So
that's an absolute fact.
I don't really care.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of kids out there that they just, here it is, Kevin. My kid the other day said, you know, he has one more chance for his phone to get taken away.
Oh, dear.
Because he had his phone out on accident. It was something dumb, whatever. But he was like, it's such a stupid law that they made this year. And I said, but think about this. 5 years from now, none of the kids will know any better. It'll be that way. Right now, there are a bunch of kids that are spoiled. They're going into college football thinking, I'm supposed to get this money.
Right.
It's just supposed to funnel to me. I don't need to thank anybody. I just got to go in there and accept my cash. And I don't even have to play that great, honestly. I already got the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't love it. I don't love it right now. And that is part of the ethics part of it. But just be a good person. Write a thank you note. Say thank you. Reach out to them. Text them. Dude, Troy Aikman? Let me text Troy Aikman and say thanks. And then he's going to watch me for the next few years. And he's going to be nice to me. And I got a connection for life.
All those kids know who Troy Aikman is as a football player, right?
No.
That is damn sh**.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shame, especially if you're at the school. Kind of feels like you should know that.
Did we know John Madden as the coach?
Yeah.
We knew John Madden as John Madden, the guy that gives me the turducken.
That is an interesting... That's an interesting point. I thought you were going to say broadcaster, but I understand your point nonetheless. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Backhand across, pins, he scores! Nifty setup by Mikko Rantanen. And Roope hits a power play goal here early in the second to double the Dallas lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
And I'm doing very, very well. Not as well as the Stars, but they are freaking awesome. Has this become your go-to number one must-watch in the sports scene right now?
Well, you know, I think it's tough to imagine anything leaping past the Cowboys, but
I gotcha.
If you want success, I think this is your only DFW sports option at the time.
That's true. That's very, very true. They're definitely the most consistent, and it's amazing how they've been able to continue to win despite all the injuries. It's great to get Thomas Harley back in there. The special teams has been as advertised, right? That was the hope when Gully took over. And it's been even better than I could have imagined, because I think it was fair to question, like, are you that awesome, or is it you've got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and that's going to help a lot?
Right.
But no, he might just be that awesome. So they've showcased the depth. A lot of the young guys have been fantastic. They're without question super entertaining to watch. And even though a lot of these games have been really close, they're just finding ways to win.
Find myself listening because I'm watching college draft players.
Oh, okay.
So I've turned in. That's what I do with the Mavs. I listen, and I tend to, and if the game is close, I'll go the last 2 minutes. I'll go watch it. But I find myself with I'm enjoying local or broadcasters. I think we got some really good broadcasters for our teams. So that's how I'm kind of taking it all in.
I've always been curious about this, and I don't think I've ever asked you, what is the method to the madness of scouting players? Do you have a specific order or way you always do it?
With the way it works, I take lists like either Dane Brugler's list, Pro Football Focus has a list, CBS has a list, and you kind of see who they've got and what order they have them in. But I usually start with Dane Brugler's top 50 is what I'll do, and then he'll update that. And so right now I'm almost at 50. So I'll have to get a new list of players. But Pro Football Focus also has a list that you can kind of go through of the names. And then that's when I start asking my college guys around the country, like, am I missing anybody at some of these places? And they'll give me a guy or two.
Do you? I know the draft can be all about depth, but how frequently do you get through that give or take top 50 and you're like, ooh, this is a talent-rich draft? Vice versa?
I have not done the quarterbacks yet, and I have 13 first-round grades.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I have not done the quarterbacks. And there might be, so this might be a draft when it's all said and done of maybe 15 to 18 first round grades.
Is that usually about where you fall?
Usually it always falls between 18 and 22.
Okay.
On some good years, it could be a little higher. This particular class doesn't have, I think they have the position that probably has the most first-round players, from what I've seen so far, will be the cornerbacks.
Interesting.
How often, do you say, I got to go back and watch this to make sure? And then how often do you get out of nowhere dude that you're like, that was a first-rounder? I didn't think he was a first-rounder.
To this day, I kill myself about Puka Nacua.
Okay, yeah.
I saw 230 players and didn't watch Puka Nacua. And so, and it got down to the point where I was at the very end, and I should have watched Puka Nacua, and I didn't. And those are the things that haunt you when you're doing this, that are you missing somebody that you should have, you know, that, I mean, I could have watched one player and it had been Puka Nacua, and that had been the best.
Yeah.
Or I could have watched 230 players and not watched Puka Nacua and been pissed off.
Yeah.
And that's where I was.
Is there, and I know the expansion of the college football playoff is newer, but have there been instances where you've already scouted somebody, kind of thought you had it slotted, and then watched in the playoff, and you're like, ooh, that's going to
be the playoff.
That's
why I kind of wait around for these quarterbacks and stuff.
Okay.
There's someone playing the playoffs, and you get some teams that get on some runs. Ohio State got on a run, and their tape was really good. You had some really good matchups. So that's the great thing about the playoff. Actually, you get some really good matchups, and that kind of it helps you kind of get a little bit better picture of how these guys play in really big games.
Like C.J. Stroud a couple of years ago, I got to see him live against Iowa.
Yeah.
And I wasn't overly impressed. Then you see him play in the playoff game against Georgia, which was littered with NFL players, and he's dealing. I mean, he looked absolutely fantastic, ran around, showed the mobility. So I'm like, okay, Stroud showed me a little bit more. I'm going to have to move him up here.
Yeah. How have you gotten a Jeremiah Trotter yet? Where you're just like, I will stand on the table for this guy, and he's turned out.
Caleb Downs is my dude. I think he's going to be a top 10 pick. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to have any chance to get to him. I do love Jordan Rodriguez from Texas Tech. I really heard y'all
talking about him.
And like Sonny Styles, he's getting mocked a lot. I'd be totally fine with that. I think Sonny Styles is an awesome athlete, sideline to side. But like, there's something about Jacob Rodriguez, the instincts that he plays with. I think he can do a little bit of everything for you. Leadership traits are off the charts for people that I've talked to at Texas Tech. I do love Jacob Rodriguez. I think he's going to be an awesome player.
How much more badass is he that is it his wife or girlfriend?
His wife.
As a Black Hawk helicopter pilot?
Man.
Like, does that make him more badass?
And the Cowboy hat and the stash that he rocks. I mean, everything, the entire personas. Like, put that guy on my football team. We can win games.
He'll probably be fifth in the Heisman voting. Do you wish they would just take five finalists every year?
And don't they sometimes?
Yeah,
they just invite a fifth? I kind of don't really understand why he just didn't get the invite. Like, it would have been cool for him to be represented. But
he's kind of tight. You know, getting that
can't really afford it.
Cuts the NIL funds a little bit. But him and David Bailey, I mean, David Bailey will be the first rounder. I think Jacob Rodriguez especially. Romello Heights.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how he would test, but talking with like my brother-in-law, Ben, who writes for Red Raider Sports, they think he's going to test well. That could push him up. Maybe he is at the bottom of the round one conversation.
Now, to go along with all of this, are you pretty bullish on Texas Tech's opportunity in the playoff? Their defense is fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to come down to Baron Morton, really. You know, Baron Morton, I think, has been inconsistent. Obviously, he's been banged up at times as well. I think they can run the football really well with Cameron Dickey. He's a tough-nosed runner. They've got plenty of options at wide receiver, their offensive line. I don't think he's been tested by an elite front. There's some good D-lines in the Big 12, but they're going to go up against, especially if they advance past an Oregon, and now they're going to see some other fronts, you know, whether it's Georgia or whoever it ends up that they match up with. That'll be telling, but I think it's going to come down to their quarterback play. I think they've got an excellent chance to beat Oregon if that's the matchup. I think they do match up well with the Ducks, past that point, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Joey McGuire's on with us tomorrow at 3:40.
I saw that. He's such an easy dude to root
he
for.
Was, he was so, when I told him, I said, hey, coach, you come on? And he's like, yeah, anything you guys want, let me know. And I'm like, okay. So I had to go
to weekly?
Like, he's like, hey, here's the SID's name and number. Give a call. Tell him what we're doing, and he'll arrange it. And sure enough, that's what they did.
One of my favorite things about when I first got to cover him, he kind of put his arm around me and said, come over here and have a chat with me.
Yeah.
And he told me the story about all of his players having Superman shirts on.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want them to all feel like Superman when they're on that field. So I gave them all Superman shirts because I want them to believe they are.
Just a bunch of Rex Burkheads. I
was just like, oh my gosh, I'll run through a wall for this guy right now.
He's awesome.
Ted Emmerich and I did a game. We covered a Cedar Hill game one time on the radio, and he brought us in, but this is for the game. And he's like walking us around. Hey, this is Brian, I want you to meet. And these guys are on the radio, man. These are big time radio guys doing your game today. You got to play, you know. Like, he was kind of pumping up the whole experience. And he walked out, and he's like, man, I listen to you all the time. I love what you guys are doing. Love what you're doing. You're great for the sport. And I'm like, well, thanks, coach. You know, appreciate that. And it's kind of developed into a friendship from there. I mean, I've always kind of, after every game, I always say, hey, congratulations, huge win, that kind of thing. And he always gets back with me and stuff. But what a great guy. They got a great coach out there. Really do.
That's so cool. That is a must tune in tomorrow. But what do you find fellas got coming up today on the program?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. A couple of guests for you. Bobby Corella talking Mavs at 4:20. Looking forward to that. He's always got the inside words for us.
Can you ask him a question for me?
Absolutely.
Because this is something that we've been wanting to discuss for a while. Are the Mavericks too good to tank? We really love to get his take on
tank.
That.
Yeah. 4:20, Bobby Corella there. We'll get the latest on Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, Klay Thompson trade rumors, and Joseph Hoyt morning news at 6 o'clock talking Cowboys.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.